Tom Albertrani, his trainer, joins us now. Tom, thanks for some time this morning here on the Equine Forum.
Thank you. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning. What's left to say about the old seven-year-old? 33 starts. Will be going to face a starter for the 34th time today. He's been 1-2-3 in 22 of them with 7 wins, including a grade one in the Sword Dancer a few years back up at the Spa. Just one of the coolest horses we've had banging around the Big Apple the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he's been so consistent over the years. He always shows up. He always puts in a good effort every time he runs. And, I mean, what can you say? Narrowly beaten in so many grade ones. And, you know, he's still going strong, and hopefully we could see another win today.
Yeah, you know, you've been around dating back to your days as an assistant for Hall of Famer Bill Mott, right? We were talking about this yesterday in the press office at Aqueduct. Ryan Martin and I, who does a great job in the press office. You know, cigars 25 years ago. The streak started 26 years ago with the Cigar Mile right around the corner. And back then, the Cigar Mile would already be in the books, the then Naira Mile. This horse, he does everything kind of like a good horse, doesn't he? Right? You've told me this in the past, like in the barn, just from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to the track to face the starter, he just does everything like an old class horse.
Yeah, I mean, he's just one of them good horses to have around the barn. He, you know, seems like he enjoys what he does. He's nearly going to be 8 years old soon, and you would never tell he's been a day over 4 the way he acts, and you know, still going strong.
You know, we were talking this morning before we got you on the air about longevity. We're talking about Saddler's Joy with you. Later on, we're going to talk about a horse, Pink Lloyd, up at Woodbine, who's going to be making his 32nd start as an 8-year-old gelding. What is it about him that has enabled you to keep him around so long? Tommy, did we lose you?
Yeah, I didn't hear you, Anthony.
Sorry about that. I said, what is it about this horse that you've been able to keep him at such a high level for so long?
Well, I don't know. It's I'm pretty easy on the works. I think that maybe keeps him around a long time. We've had several other horses that stayed in the barn until they're 8, 9 years old, including Twilight Eclipse. So, you know, I think a lot of try to preserve them as much as I can, you know, just try to put them through some easy works and moderate gallops every day, and you know, it seems to work, and you know, I love to see them around for a while.
Fairly similar schedule to last year for Saddler's Joy. You actually added a handful of races on this year earlier in the year. Last year he came back in the Bowling Green and then ran in the Bowling Green Sword Dancer Turf Classic, and then the Red Smith. The same schedule this year, but you had a longer season with him this year, and a tough DQ in that Bowling Green early this year. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was probably one of the biggest disappointments we had. You know, the old horse, he's always right there. He's been beaten in 2 photos in the Manhattan 2 years in a row, and you know, when he finally does get up, you know, you see his number come down, and it's just disappointing that it had happened. You know, especially that day, he looked like he was much the best, but you know, that's racing, and there was some bumping going on, and I guess you can make a case where he came over enough where he should have been disqualified, but you know, he ran his race, and you know, hopefully we came rebounded back, and I think the other disappointment was when we had all that rain day of the Sword Dancer at Saratoga, where we knew he doesn't really prefer the soft going, but you know, I was just on a gut, my feeling was just trying to see if he could produce that same race he did at Churchill Downs when it was a bog that day when he was there in the Breeders' Cup. So it just didn't work out for us that day, but you know, he's doing well right now. He came back strong, he runs good fresh, so you know, really looking forward to later on.
Historically, And we've read this in press quotes and team quotes and stories about Sadler's Joy. He can be a little interesting, let's say. I can't bring myself to say a bad word about him. So to say difficult would be, I feel like I'd be smirching him. He could be a little different to ride, interesting to ride. Javier Castellano was regular rider. Had some cleaned up a leg issue earlier this week. Javier came out of surgery great. He's supposed to be back middle of January. So you have to go to a new rider. And Joel Rosario is going to pick up the mount. Seemingly, Joel Rosario would be a perfect fit for Sadler's Joy, a horse that comes with this one big sweeping run, 34 starts. You're getting one of the best riders in the country. What do you say to Joel when you go into the paddock today? Is there anything you could say to him to tell him about this horse who can be a little quirky?
Well, I'm sure Joel did some homework, you know, probably watched some races. I'm sure he's been in races with him, so he probably has a good know of how the horse's style of running is. And, I'll tell him a little bit about the horse, of course, but I think the whole thing comes down to if he could, with this horse, he is a little tricky because, you know, he stays so far back, and you always need that racing luck to, you know, you got to find an opening to get through, save some ground, or you're going to have to go wide and lose all the ground, and hopefully he's got enough horse to get there. But I think Joel would be a good fit for the horse, and, you know, hopefully we just get a good clean trip with him, and he, you know, comes and runs his usual race. I think he'll be right there.
Talking with trainer Tom Albertrani, he's got Sadler's Joy, the 8-5 morning line favorite in the Grade 3 Red Smith today over at Aqueduct. Homebred for Woods Lane Farm. The mare, Dinaire, has been, she's been pretty solid. You've had most of the family, and I don't know. I think a lot of people were confused last week when they saw Sadler's Joy's little brother, Wolfie's Dyna Ghost, going 7/8 on the dirt. And the confusion kind of cleared when he paid almost $70 with a real handy score. Talk to me a little bit about him.
He looks like a really talented horse. We like him going into the race. You know, I was maybe a little concerned about the pedigree and running him on the dirt, but he was working really well over it. And for me, I just said, let's give him a chance first time over it and see what we got. If he doesn't run well or if he doesn't like it, then naturally we put him on the grass. But he was working really well on the dirt, and he's a different horse than his brother. He's got a little bit more fluent action, I thought, to handle it, and the way he ran the other day, he sure showed it. So he's going to be, I think, a real exciting horse to see in the future.
So, fun horse to have, but I'm sure he's got to be a little bit of a conundrum now, right? He's run so well first time on the dirt. He's a 2-year-old. Obviously, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I would assume he stays on dirt until you feel like you need to move him on the turf? Is that fair to say?
Well, he'll stay on the dirt as long as he keeps running well over it, which I believe he will, just from what I'm seeing. And, I think he's a horse that's going to run all day. My plan would probably be to ship him to Florida, hopefully come back and run him in maybe a mile race or so, a two-turn race, and see how he handles that. And if he's as good as we think he is and hope he is, hopefully we'll be targeting some big races later on in early next year.
Wow, Tommy Albertrani, maybe a little November 21st case of Derby fever, talking about Sadler's Joy's little brother, Wolfie's Dyna Ghost. And he was, listen, that was a race, that was a maiden special weight race that a lot of people like their horses. And a couple of those horses already run good races, and to me, it looked like a very good maiden special weight race. And I think people, you know, I get to defend Sadler's Joy and Aqueduct at the same time. I don't think people realize how many good horses have come out of those Aqueduct maiden races in the fall. Andy Serling has the number. It's in the double digits of the amount of Grade 1 winners that have come out of those maiden special weight races. So you might be onto something there, my friend.
Well, we sure hope so. I mean, I knew it was a tough race going into it because at the last minute I was trying to look for a rider, and I think almost every jocks agent I spoke to all said, well, I got a live one in here. So I said we might be up against it first time out, but I still had enough confidence that our horse was going to run well.
Yeah, that was a big tip race. From the dirt and the longevity on the turf. You mentioned Twilight Eclipse earlier, right? He kind of passed the baton to Sadler's Joy. You have a couple of turf sprinters in the barn. Duress won the allowance race, a fantastic claim by you last year. But let's talk a little bit about Fire for my man Rob Masiello. Big purchase price over at the Wanamaker, the online sale. Rob spent a lot, and he's paying quick dividends. Talk a little bit about him, and he looks like a horse that has a real bright future.
I think this is a really nice horse. I mean, I loved him from the first day I got him. He's just an impressive horse to look at, and watching him train, he really got my attention. I told Rob, I said, you know, I think we've got a real serious horse here. He does everything very easy. I think he could, you know, certainly rise to the top as we get into a four-year-old campaign with him. But right now we're on track with him to run in the Claim and Crown at Gulfstream Park on December 5th. And from there, we'll see how everything works out and go from there.
I know the plan for him, at least Rob told me, breaking bread over Capellini cakes at King Umberto's a month and a half ago. Rob really wants to win the Jiper with him, and that's a pretty lofty goal. But this horse certainly looks the part so far.
Absolutely, I think he'll just get better with age too. I mean, just from what I'm seeing, he's a real solid horse. It will be great to win those type of races with him next year, and you know, we'll hope for the best, and we'll see what happens.
And brag on yourself a little bit here. You don't claim a lot of horses. I mean, I can probably count on one hand the amount of times I can remember you dropping in for a horse, and the rest has turned out to be a real good one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of claiming owners in my barn, which I wish I had more. We've done pretty well off of some of the claims. Duress was a nice claim. There was just something about him I liked when I saw his first race, and thinking, you know, I think this horse might be a little better. We just cut him back in distance a little bit, and certainly paid off.
I've been waiting till the end of the interview to ask you this question. Back to Sadler's Joy for a minute. 7 years old today. Seven-year-old, 34th start today. Do you start to think about wrapping it up with him?
With the rest, yeah. I think here we'll probably send him down to Florida, give him a brief.
No, with Sadler's Joy, Tommy. With Sadler's Joy.
Sorry?
With Sadler's Joy. You start thinking about 7 years old, 34th start. You start thinking about wrapping it up with him?
We've been trying to find a spot where he maybe could be a stallion. We're still working on that. We'll see how he runs today. And I think there'll be some decisions made. But we have been talking about maybe retirement for the old boy, maybe after this. We'll just see and what happens after today and make some decisions probably where he's going.
All right, great. Well, best of luck with him today. The barn looks loaded as you head down to – when are you heading out?
We still got some races to be run the next week or so. So we'll probably wrap things up before the end of the month and start sending a few down south.
All right, great. Well, best of luck with the old boy today with Sadler's Joy and Fire, Wolfie's Dino Ghost, and the entire barn locked and loaded for a trip down to Florida. Thanks for some time this morning, Tommy. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Anthony. Appreciate it. Thank you.